It's good when we hear about Krishna that we ready our consciousness to receive Krishna. And when the mind is so much in turmoil, when there are so many other things going on in our mind, and when our heart is so restless and unpeaceful, a spiritual life will really always be only a hope. So please sit properly. We learned this when we visit the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Nandagram. Before you enter the temple, you chant Ram, and when you go out of the temple, you also chant Ram. So I would chant one time alone. Five times, all of us. A deep inhalation. Deep inhalation. You need to bring your consciousness into the sound, and as if you enter an ocean. A deep inhalation. Three more times.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
sound, if you are already there, we want to exit our normal consciousness by the power of the holy names and enter consciousness in which we can receive Krishna. So you, some of you are still so passionate, I can hear from the sound. Can you please open your heart a little bit more? Why is it so closed? And again. Come from far and close. You must be great souls. Your lotus feet is worshipped by the devatas, although your mind is somewhere in areas which are not paradisical. Still, by your determination, by your desire, by your efforts which you do in your spiritual life, you are all great souls, definitely worshipable by me. We will hear today about the glorious departure of Haridas Thakur, the best of the devotees. He is Namacharya, the great teacher of the holy name. Just by taking his name in our heart and in our lips, we become dear to Krishna. Let us all shout your best at shouting, or call out in chanting his name, Haridas!
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 When the Lord was in Jagannath Puri, he had a strict routine. In the morning he would be by himself, chanting the holy names in seclusion. In the noontime he went to the ocean to do his noon duties. You would say in German language, the big toilet. And he would bathe in the ocean. And then upon returning, he would visit two devotees who lived in Puri, Sanatan and Haridas. Haridas Thakur, when he had arrived in Puri, he had taken shelter in the simple straw hut of Sanatan and lived with him, chanting all the time. So on his way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to the kutir of Haridas and see him chanting. Imagine you are chanting your rounds and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes down and sees you chanting. What would he see? Perhaps not exactly what he saw when Haridas Thakur was chanting. His eyes were constantly wet because of his loving tears, which he which poured from his eyes as he was intoning the names which were so dear to him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He was very attached to the holy name. My dear devotees, I saw in my own spiritual master this great attachment to the holy name. Perhaps you know that I was restless, young, and an angry, immature devotee. And I wanted to see what does Prabhupada do when he sleeps. I had an idea that his sleep and my sleep would be different. So I climbed up the Blitzableiter, the lightning conductor, jumped on the balcony and went to the room from where, to the window from where I could look in Prabhupada's sleeping room. And there I saw him on the sofa. His attachment to chanting was so great that he didn't even stop chanting when he was lying down to rest. His lips were forming the names of the Lord who was so dear to him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So one day, it was before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Govindadas, his servant, came. And when he saw Haridas, he saw a scene he had never seen before, in which his heart was afraid to see. Haridas was lying, and he was chanting with great effort the mantra with the names which were so dear to him. Govindadas was alarmed. How are you, Haridas? My body is very weak, said Haridas. Oh, I have the remedy. I brought some Mahaprasad from Lord Jagannath. Haridas said, I can't eat anything. I have not yet finished my prescribed number of rounds. My vow is that I will eat only when I have completed 192 rounds. Before that, my lips will not even touch a drop of water. But O Govindadas, you have brought the Mahaprasad from the plate of Lord Jagannath. How can I say no? I will accept the Mahaprasad. And Haridas, with great effort, struggled himself free. He paid his obeisances to the Mahaprasad, which was in the hands of Govindadas, and took a little, pinch of Mahaprasad. That day was when Govindadas was shocked, and he left Haridas' assembly very quickly, and he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him everything: the weakness of Haridas, how he was lying there and trying to complete his rounds, how he did not want to eat anything because he had, and everything. And Lord Chaitanya was very concerned. Lord Chaitanya knew Haridas Thakur would chant 64 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra in his mind. another 64 rounds, he would chant in a whispering voice like this. And another 64 rounds, he would chant very loudly, and sometimes he would rise from his seat and dance in ecstasy. But now he was lying down, and he was saying he had not finished his rounds. What was going on in the mind of Haridas? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was too concerned, too worried to find out. So the next day he came and he said, Haridas, have you taken your prasad? Haridas said, oh my Lord, today I'm fasting. I don't need to eat anything. I have not finished my rounds yet. Are you well? Said Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence is not well. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, can you ascertain your illness that has plagued your body, your mind and intelligence? Yes, said Haridas, my disease is that I'm unable to complete my rounds. My dear devotees, of all the many orders and instructions of the spiritual master, there's one which is standing out as supreme. It is to chant every day 16 rounds while avoiding the 10 offenses. You may say, well, that is very difficult in the modern times. But have you ever thought that perhaps the modern times are the difficulty, not the chanting? The difficulty is the Kali Yuga, which progresses in such a fast pace that we cannot focus on our real duty, the essential mission of the human life, that is to develop love for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, now your body is old, you can reduce the number of your rounds. You are already liberated. You have no need to follow the regulative principles of devotional life very strictly. My dear devotees, Krishna calls these regulative principles, which are not just the four, but you know what we do every day, chanting, getting up, taking early, taking a shower. These are regulative principles of freedom. They free you from Maya's influence. As long as one is not on the platform of raga or spontaneous devotional service, it's very important that you walk every day through the gates of the regulative principles to come to the area of freedom. When you become slack, Maya, who has given you up for some time, returns perhaps in full force. Therefore, devotees in this world follow the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were known for Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi. That means they chanted every day a certain Sankhya. Sankhya means number of rounds. Yes, they wrote books. Yes, they made temples. Yes, they excavated the holy places, but they would always Sankhya Purva Kanama Gana. They would have this fixed chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of chanting the holy name. So please, I beg you, your body is so old, reduce your number. It is too exhausting for you." My dear devotees, please listen to the answer of Haridas and feel how his words purify your heart from the dust of laziness. "I was born in an inferior family, Mahaprabhu. My body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. I'm unseeable and untouchable. But you have accepted me as your servant. This means you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to Vaikuntha. You are actually fully independent. You cause the whole world to dance according to your free will. You have also made me dance. My life was busy dancing to your tune." And Haridas Thakur remembers some very, very powerful scenes of his life. He was whipped, for instance, in 22 marketplaces with a cane. And he didn't feel any pain. In Singapore, this punishment is still intact, and it is known when a criminal is beaten 3 times with a cane on the naked back, he usually passes out and faints. Haridas Thakur was caned in 22 marketplaces like Loi Bazaar, Gopinath Bazaar, all these bazaars where the Hare Krishna Hare Ramas go and buy things, no? "I was chosen to go with Nityananda Prabhu on your mission, preaching mission." You remember Nityananda, who he would knock at the door, then the door would open and he would roll on the ground 3 times on the left side, 3 times on the right side. When he was covered with dust, he would get up on his knees and he would say, "Please, my dear person who opened the door, chant the holy name." The person was, what he has just seen Nityananda do, and started to chant. Shock therapy. "You made me dance in so many ways with Nityananda." This reminds us of Srila Prabhupada's arrival prayer when he came to America. He said, "You are the puppeteer? I'm the puppet on your strings. So make me dance, make me dance, make me dance." My dear devotees, what would you like your life in 25 be? Working, worrying, or dancing to the tune of Krishna's arrangement? Now, I, the puppet in your hand, speak to you. I have a final request. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body stiffened as he was ready to hear his devotee making a final request. Yes, what? I feel that very soon you will close your pastimes in the material world. I would not be able to tolerate living here in separation from you. Before that moment comes where you go, let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face and then depart before you. My dear devotees, let us hold the scene in our heart. I wish to catch your lotus feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face and with this I want to move on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, please.
Hare 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 Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
time a little louder if possible.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The scene before your eyes, Haridas Thakur, the puppet in the hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Remember how he had gone with Lord Nityananda and delivered Jagayant Madai, how he had seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking his Sudarshan Chakra in order to avenge how Madai had taken a broken wine pot and drew blood from Nityananda's forehead. Remember how Haridas Thakur had gone with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri and how he had requested Mahaprabhu to give him a hut so that he could just chant undisturbed. And remember how Maya Devi personally, the personified material energy, had come to Haridas Thakur when he was sitting at the banks of the Ganga to bewilder him and make him break his vow. Remember all these scenes. And now Haridas Thakur is lying on his back and he says, I have only one desire. I wish to catch your lotus feet, Gauranga, upon my heart and see your moon-like face and then depart before you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, do you know that you are so dear to merciful Krishna that Krishna must execute every single one of your desires? But why are you so selfish? Don't you know that whatever happiness I receive is due to your association? It is not fitting for you to leave me behind and go. Say, you know, we know that there may be one or two persons in our life who give our life meaning. If you have not found such a person, I think he will live in your dreams, in your hopes. And Mahaprabhu says, you, Haridas, give my life meaning. If you go, what will happen to me? So Haridas needs to answer this. And he says, my dear Lord, please don't create such an illusion. There are so many wonderful, respectable personalities here. Devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are really helping you in your pastimes. If a small little ant dies, what is the loss to the world? He says, I'm an ant. No one laments when one ant dies. Today, a few billion of ants have died. You don't even know about it. It's not in the newspapers and so on. So what is that? My Lord, you are known as the friend of your devotees. I have stated my desire. Kindly fulfill it. The Lord had to now move on. He needed to see Lord Jagannath. But it was settled that next day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come again and visit Haridas. Let's make a little stop here, my dear devotees. We hear that suicide is a sinful activity which doesn't bring relief to the person who leaves his body with his own effort by using instruments to carry him out of this world. We hear that this will not have any good result. The misery from which the suicidal patient or person wants to escape will follow him into his next life. But this is something else. This is when a great devotee feels his time on this earth has come, and he asked the Lord to take him to him. Do you remember another great devotee who wanted to leave his body in front of the Lord? Yes, great grandfather Bhishma. He waited for the Lord to come, and then he gave up his body, meditating upon the moon-like face of the Lord. So Haridas Thakur wanted to leave like this. Next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with all his associates to the residence. Haridas offered his obeisances, and although it was next to impossible, he did not just offer his obeisances to the Lord, he offered his obeisances to every single devotee who had come. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not in the mood to use many words. He said, "So Haridas, what are the news?" And Haridas fixed the face of the Lord in his mind, and he said, "Whatever mercy you choose to show me today, that are the news." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu motioned to Brakeshwara Pandit to start his amazing kirtans. You know, when Brakeshwara Pandit did kirtans, he sang and he danced for a minimum of 6 hours, 8 hours. He was in a spiritual body. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to glorify Haridas as if he had 1,000 mouths.
1,000, that's a lot of mouths.
His determination, the determination of my Haridas is so great, not even Maya personified could make him stray from his path. In fact, in Haridas Thakur's association, Maya became my devotee. When the devotees heard this, they all offered their obeisances to Haridas Thakur. It looked as if a field of grains was bent down by a storm. Haridas took the dust of everyone. Then he made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit directly in front of him. He took the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu on his heart. Just imagine the lotus feet, which is worshipped by Brahma and Shiva. He put it on the heart. And as he was looking in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's face, while the kirtan of Brakeshwara Pandit went on and took to the skies, he again and again chanted only three names: Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Yeah, but not so mechanically. Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Wonderful. Again and again and again and again. There was no end to his chanting, and then everyone saw a miracle. My dear devotees, what they saw is that from Haridas Thakur's emaciated means thin and frail, zerbrechlich body, a beautiful light came out and came into the body of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. everyone was reminded of Bhishma Dev's passing, who left his body while looking into the face of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so overwhelmed with ecstatic love, he lifted the body of Haridas up and he started to dance. Devotees who saw this were so touched in their heart that they were helpless with love. They couldn't decide, should they look left or right? Should they do this? Should they cry or not cry? They were just overwhelmed with divine emotions. And as Mahaprabhu danced with the body of his dear devotees, the devotees became overwhelmed with love. What a different departure. It is said when Alexander the Great, after conquering all of what is now Turkey, Persia, Afghanistan, and North India, when he came back, he contracted a disease and he fell on his deathbed. As his generals came around him, he whispered, "I have three unfulfilled desires." The general strained to hear. What would that person, whom they had followed to innumerable battlefields, who had won their hearts and their loyalty, asked of them at this moment? Alexander said, "First, only my physicians, my doctors, are allowed to carry my sarcophagus, my coffin to my grave. Then, second, empty all my treasuries and throw the jewels and the emeralds and the gold coins on the ground on which, over which I will pass on my way to my grave. And third, leave my coffin open that both of my hands can be seen dangling to the side. The left hand dangles out of the left side, the right hand from the right." These were very strange requests. So one of the generals came, "Dear Lord and Master, O King of all kings, we will definitely do what you wish us to do, but can you explain these unusual requests of a dying man?" "Yes," said Alexander. "I want the world to see that none of my 20 doctors could save me from death. Therefore, they should carry me to my grave. Second, I want the world to see that all the treasures of the world cannot save me from my death, and I cannot take even a single jewel with me. And finally, when they see my hands dangling out of the coffins, the world will hopefully understand that we come empty-handed into this life and leave empty-handed. Nothing is there." This is what the King of Kings said. Haridas Thakur had a total different thing. He, the Namacharya, left his body in the company of so many wonderful devotees. He had the presence of the Lord right next to him. In fact, he had the feet of the Lord on his heart. Whoa! And he left while seeing the lotus feet of the Lord, and he went for sure back to him in all respects. We will again sing for 2 minutes and then we will close this katha. There will be a very surprising close. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As we continue to chant this beautiful kirtan, and thank you, you are singing very devotional. I am very impressed by you. Impressed but not surprised. As you do this, please try to go with your consciousness to Krishna, no? So we don't just chant the mantra, but we address Krishna, address, like when you write a letter, you write an address on the letter. This goes to my friend Alexander, and then the letter goes. So your chanting should be like a letter that goes to Krishna, and it's addressed to Krishna. If it's difficult for you to focus on Krishna, you can open your eyes and see he's right there on the altar in the Himalayas. Yes. Everybody, please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare 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 Rama Hare
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. The devotees were speechless. Perhaps in their mind they thought, one day we will have to leave this world and it would be the greatest good fortune for us to do so, surrounded by devotees, surrounded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to whom our love and devotions have gone throughout the life. Swaroop Damodar interrupted the silent atmosphere. He informed the Lord, "My Lord, now the Adyeshti, the last rituals and ceremonies, need to be done. Please lead us." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with so much love in his heart, carried the body of Haridas in a procession to the ocean. All the devotees came. There was a kirtan going on. And soon all the residents of Puri became aware that now Haridas had left. He went and bathed the body of Haridas in the ocean. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took so much care of his devotees. He had also bathed the body of the son of Srivas Thakur, who had left the body in a kirtan while he was still in Navadvip. Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip. And he had taken that body, that exhausted body, which had so much sweat. Death is sometimes a little strenuous, to say the least, and had gone to the Ganga and bathed it, and everyone saw how from the floods the river, the water of the Ganga goddess had had come with four arms and a crown of silver and had helped to bathe that little body of the son of Shiva. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with this large body, he was very tall, went into the ocean and gave Haridas Thakur his last bath. And when he came out of the ocean, he declared something for all the devotees who would come in the future. Samudra e Mahatirtha Hoila. Now this ocean is a Mahatirtha. It is a very, very sacred place because Haridas Thakur took his last bath. Everyone drank the foot water which came from dripping from Haridas Thakur's foot. And then Mahaprabhu took the sandalwood which had been offered to Lord Jagannath and smeared it. You know, it was in a paste. He smeared the paste all over the body of Haridas from feet to head. He became almost as white as snow. Then all the devotees kneeled down in the sand and with their own hands dug a hole in the sand and the body of Haridas was placed inside. Then they put all kinds of auspicious articles on the body of Haridas, the silken robes, the dress of Lord Jagannath, Mahaprasad. Usually everyone who dies is cremated, but sannyasis and gurus are buried. My dear devotees, at the time of death, you can pay great give great benefit to a deceased person by placing a stick of tulasi on the funeral pyre. When that wood of tulasi burns together with the body, then that person will go back home, back to Godhead. Or you can put a leaf of tulasi in the mouth, or on the forehead, or on the chest, or put a drop of Ganga water. These all have inherent power. 2 days ago, the mother of Rupanuga and the stepmother of Mitravinda left her body in Poland while the two were still in America. But Rupanuga phoned his sister and said, "Yeah, I have somewhere in my room a little Ganga water. Put it in mother's mouth." And when she came to place the drop of Ganga water in the mother's mouth, the moment the Ganga water came in, the mother opened the eyes and said, my God, and left the body. This is the power of these articles. They immediately clear the consciousness from many, many layers of ignorance, and so on. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his big hands, they were big as shovels, and poured the sand on the body of Haridas Thakur. And all the devotees joined him. They made a stone platform, a fence around, they made a kirtan, and at the end of the whole ceremony, they all went to take their bath in the sea of Jagannath Puri. Who of you has taken their bath in the sea of Jagannath Puri? Those of you who have not yet been there, please, if you can, go into the ocean water. Be careful. There is a powerful current, the same current which took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and took him all the way to Katak when he took his bath. you remember he was falling in ecstasy in that ocean once, and one fisherman who was fishing with a lantern in the night, the lantern to attract fishes, saw this huge golden body of Mahaprabhu in his net. And as he thought, well, I've caught the biggest fish in the universe, he touched the body of Mahaprabhu and began to chant, Krishna, Krishna, because that is Chaitanya, that is truly alive, Mahaprabhu's body, even if he is fainted. There's so many places in Puri, but you must take your bath in the ocean, my dear everyone. Be careful not to go too far away from the beach because of the really intense current, but otherwise it's very good. Mahaprabhu was so moved by the whole departure that he personally took his upper cloth like this and begged Mahaprasad from the shop, little shops in the Ananda Bazaar. It is the bliss market, Ananda Bazaar. There's only Mahaprasad in that bazaar. There are other bazaars, but this is there. And then he served with his own hand the whole town. My dear devotees, what I personally take from this is a good cupful of determination. When we are doing spiritual activities in places which are not so supportive as Vrindavan or Puri or other places, then it is sometimes as if swimming against a current of time, a current of distraction, a current of our own rebellious mind, which for some reason still rebels against Krishna and love of Godhead and wants to always be in the center of everything, as it is swimming against the current. And if you wish to swim against the current, you need dhriti, determination. Hearing about devotees like Haridas Thakur and his amazing commitment to chanting brings in my heart determination. And I want to tell you something that I read just 2 days ago in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. When you do devotional service at a time which is difficult, the Lord is more pleased because he knows he can count on you. It's a little bit like this, you know, when you come back from your busy day and you look at your counting beads, wow, 3 rounds left. But I heard from the doctors that before sleep it's good to wind down. Maybe I should read something or hear some music. Some, of course, only bhajans and so on. I'm saying it with humor. You will feel at that time distracted and oh no, now to sit down to chant 3 more rounds. I know what will happen after 1.5 rounds. My head will follow the line of the gravitational force. But if you decide, even at that moment, when everything pulls you in another direction, I will offer my sadhana to Krishna. Krishna is doubly pleased, more pleased, extra pleased. Super best is this, you know. So this I learned from Haridas Thakur. And this is not just a matter of wild determination. It is a matter of taking back your misplaced priorities. Oops, what has happened? Oh, Pujariji, you came like a thief in the night. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha, 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 to bed if we don't say good night to Radha Madan Mohan. I wanted to just make a final point. I was speaking about, this is a difficult word, you will have to focus, misplaced priorities. Can you translate this in your language? Missplatzierte Prioritäten, oder falsch platzierte Priorität. No? That we sometimes need to put our priorities back in place, or as they say, first things go first in our lives. And hearing about Haridas Thakur, hearing about how lovingly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu responded to him, you know, this is a really loving, ecstatic scene. For me, it's always very enlivening to my heart, and I hope that it was also enlivening for yours. Now, thank you very much for listening to this katha, and I will close my book now and rest my katas. There are more katas in here, but I want to congratulate you. You have been excellent participants in the first full day of your Sangha Mela. We have two more full days to go, tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. I think tomorrow, is that already the last day of the old year, tomorrow, or no? The day after is the last year of the old. So we are moving on. Gaurahari will give us a little orientation, but I just want to say, please make sure that the day after tomorrow, you can stay with us from the evening kata right through to 12 o'clock. Why? Because we will have a very amazing surprise for you. We have prepared something which we call crossing the threshold. It's an experience. It has to do with the slides and images, moving images, songs, etc., that we caught up in Vrindavan, and we will show them the day after tomorrow at around, I don't know, was it 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock? You find it on the schedule. For now, I want to wish you a good night and ask Gaura Hari to give us an orientation. So, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.